like we do at every shoreline, we have someone that is sitting or has been sitting right where you are, share their story about their relationship with the Lord. And so standing up here next to me is my friend Hunt Wood. And yep, you can give it up for Hunt. Hunt is one of our summer interns this summer. That's always an option for you after you graduate high school. If you'd like to serve in the high school ministry, we have interns that do it each summer, and Hunt's doing that this summer. And then after he shares his story, we're going to stand and sing a couple songs just to encourage one another's hearts with the message that is in those songs. And then we'll sit down and take good notes as Jermaine teaches us from God's word. So I'm going to pray for Hunt. I'm going to pray for you guys, and then we're going to get started. So bow with me. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to gather with so many awesome people, people who you have called. I thank you for the many people in this room that have heard your voice and have yielded their hearts and lives to you and are seeking you, and they're thirsting for you and they're running after you tonight. They want to know God, and they want to know what they're here on this earth for, and they know that their purpose and their life is found in you and knowing you more. I thank you for the hearts that have turned in that direction, and I want to pray for the people in this room who are unsure about who you are and unsure about who they are. And I pray that tonight you would move them, just turn their hearts to you so that they might know you fully and know their purpose for being on this earth. I pray that you would use Hunt and his story right now, that you would calm him, that you would give him great peace and clarity, and that he would speak your words, not his own. I pray for the listening ears, that they would hear the encouragement that they need to hear from his testimony and from these songs and from the teaching that Jermaine gives us later. I thank you for the fellowship that we'll have at Torchies. Would you nourish us and help us to remember Jesus's body and blood, even as we eat and drink at that restaurant, and just remember what you have provided for us, our daily bread. And it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.
What's up, guys? My name is Hunt Wood. I'm a sophomore at Texas A&M, and I went to TCA, Trinity Christian, and I grew up in these fourth floor chairs just like you guys. So to dive into my story, I grew up in a wonderful family. I had two parents who loved God a lot and desired for all their kids to fully know him. At a young age, I came to have a relationship with the Lord. I was involved in many Christian organizations, you know, Shoreline and Lead Team and things like that, and had a great small group through high school. Every spring break in high school, I went on a mission trip to Brazil with TCA, where we learned more just about how to serve and things like that. But really, I learned that every day is an opportunity to live for the Lord, whether you're across the world or you're here in Dallas. I actually shared my testimony right here on this stage a couple years ago in high school. And I talked about how my transformation came in life when I gave up trying to be a good kid for people's approval and began walking in authentic relationship with Jesus, just sort of that transformation. And since then, my story has changed a lot. To give a little background, I was really close with my dad all my life. My dad was a loving man who authentically sought God, and our whole family was really tight. It was awesome. And everything was basically good until my family became a little bit dysfunctional towards the end of my senior year of high school. My dad started to struggle with the inability to sleep, which we call insomnia, and also with depression. These were a weird combination of things that disabled him really quickly. And it was really a weird season for my whole family because my dad had always been so present in my life and in my siblings' lives. And so it was just weird when he quickly became very distant from us. And so my life took the largest turn it probably ever will when a couple days before my high school graduation, I was pulled out of class. And my mom came and told my siblings and I that morning my dad had taken his own life. And right there, instantly, my whole life changed forever, just like in that one sentence. And so those words are really heavy for me to say, because that was just a little over 2 years ago, and that day still affects me every day, and it will for the rest of my life. To be honest, there's a lot that I could say right now, but really, my life has not turned out how I had imagined or how I had hoped. I've had a lot of hard days where I've thought that I would never really heal from this. And so everyone in here can relate to times in life when things have not turned out how they would have imagined or expected. When life took a turn for the worse for me, I wondered, really honestly, was God there? Could he honestly help me through what I was going through? And does he really have a plan for my life in these dark seasons? And to work through these questions, the most important thing for me has been to hold on to the promises of God. So one way that I've found it especially helped me, and a way that I've enjoyed connecting to God when that was a struggle to really feel his presence and feel that he was there, was through Shannon Shane's album, Psalms Volume 2. So this album, if you haven't heard it, is a raw expression of the Psalms. And so I just wanted to read a couple that have stuck out to me and ways they've impacted me. So first is Psalms 34. It says, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from every fear. Those who look on him are radiant. And so guys, all I can say is I was not radiant in the season of life, and rightfully so. I'll mention a few low points, but there are so many more that I could talk about. I didn't want to pursue friendships. I didn't want to go to college. I didn't want to have a family one day with kids of my own because I was scared that I would hurt them. And my life was totally marked by fear. For many months, it was hard for me to get out of bed in the morning. And now having accomplished my first year of college successfully, I look back and I see fruit from this last year. And that's like almost a shock to me. I didn't think it was possible. So all I can say is that I'm here today because I threw up a hopeless hand to God and I cried out and he answered me and he restored me. He delivered me from the despair that I was in. This next psalm is Psalm 36. It says, Lord of hosts, or the God of heavenly armies, is with us. He's with us in the fire. He's with us as a shelter, and he's with us in the storm. He will lead us through our fiercest battle. Oh, where else would we go but with the Lord of hosts? Stress was a word that marked me. Going to social events could be a disaster for me. I'd have to ask friends to go with me places and stick by my side because I was fearful of having a meltdown wherever I was. This actually happened a couple times with David where we would go somewhere, even something as simple as like a football game, and I have to step aside for a couple minutes because I just got overwhelmed by something and I'd probably cry and vent to him for a little bit. And then we just go back wherever we were. And guys, I'm a new person today from that. And like, it's okay. It's totally okay that I had those moments, but like, I don't have to ask someone to go with me everywhere I go now. And you know, tomorrow that might be a struggle for me that I get to work through, is kind of just entering back into normal day-to-day life. And if that becomes a large struggle in the same degree, I'm confident that the Lord will walk with me through that again and help me get to a new place. And so the last psalm is Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God. I find my rest in you alone. I have no good apart from you. In your presence, there's fullness of joy. So as you can hear me saying, and if you're catching on, my life was a mess in a lot of ways. I just didn't know what was going on, and I had no rest that was mentioned in this verse. I mentioned anxiety on my last psalm, and oftentimes this would lead to outbursts for me. So it's kind of a silly story and a little funny, but 2 summers ago in Haiti, I had a moment where like I walked outside the church, we were having a church service we're in, and I just got really overwhelmed. And I went behind a building by myself where no one could see me. And I sat down and I just was crying. I started like slamming my Nalgene water bottle on the ground like a child, like a little boy, because I was so angry and overwhelmed and I didn't know what to do with my emotions. And then David came out and found me and calmed me down, and he reminded me that it's okay to have a hard time processing and that God has got a good plan for my life. And so just to be clear, like I don't say I had all these meltdowns and hard times to make you think I'm weird or crazy, but to show it's okay to have low points and to really wrestle deeply on my own. You know, today I might be able to fake it and say that everything's okay on the outside if I was just trying to do things my way. But like without the Lord, I wouldn't be able to stand here with security and talk about this openly and how he's like brought me from one stage to another. So for me, my security has only been found in him. People say that God doesn't give us more than we can handle, but that's not true. I don't believe in that, because he gives us more than we can handle because he wants us to rely on him to be our strength. And so it's okay to be honest with yourself. And it's okay to be honest with God through every season. Don't be afraid to bring your real emotions to him. He will always be there to walk with you through it. And just final words, if you need something to listen to for encouragement, Shannon Chain's a good option. Or if you're ever overwhelmed like me in Haiti, then you can go slam your water bottle on the ground somewhere and David Pinuel will come find you and tell you it's going to be okay. But really, I just wanted to share. Thank you guys so much for listening.